Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org worldwide. As we impatiently tap our toes, waiting for 2020 to be gone already, I just thought I would take a moment. I wanted for us to collectively just take a deep breath, a deep cleansing breath, and gird our loins for the new year 2021 ahead. Amen. Well, while seeking wisdom on how best to advise you on how exactly to accomplish that impossible task, I was reminded about my Grandma Shay, pictured here. Catherine Katie Shay, also known as Glamma, was all about Christmas indeed. Pictured here in the tiny town of Salem, Ohio, her home could easily have been featured in Better Homes and Gardens. But not just her home, but she herself was a fashionista. Wearing an outfit, now we're talking, this is 1959. She was wearing an outfit in 1959. They could pass for haute couture today, 6 decades later. That's a fashionista by definition. But she left me something even more timeless and valuable, and that is what I wish to share with you today. So, whoever has the honor of holding that clicker, change that PowerPoint, if you would please. Thank you. As I readjust here. All right. Today, our verse comes from the book of Proverbs, book of wisdom. And we need wisdom, don't we, going into the new year. Amen. And this from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, from the New American Standard Version. And it reads, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." Now, many of you have what you may consider life verses. I've certainly shared mine. This is indeed one of those life verses for me. In fact, it has become over time a verse that has literally held and continues to hold me together. Now, because this is my final study of the year, and because I love you and care a whole lot more about giving you something that has a way better chance of blessing you long term than perhaps a gift certificate, let us move right along to life applications, shall we? Allow me to share, not just one, but two life applications. Get a bonus. Holder of the clicker, let's change that slide if you would. Okay. Of course, we like to apply the verses to our lives, right? That's what they're there for. Why else would we be studying scripture? If only to just enjoy it and then look at it, as the Bible would say, look at yourself in the mirror, turn away, and forget what you look like. We don't want that to happen, right? Right. So let me share life app number one. Now, the first one's personal. The first one is rather personal. But I did want to share it with you again. If something has worked really, really well, something you want to share, right? Amen. Now, way back when, we're going way back, when I started really feeling the effects of my MS that was actually diagnosed December 1st, 1995, 25 years ago. But it didn't really affect my mobility. At that time, I was just going blind. And I've shared that the vision has never decreased for the past 25 years, praise God, but everything else, as we well know, has taken a turn. But, praise God, still here. And back in the day when I was able to, I used to take my dog for a walk in the morning, in the early morning. And I would sing these words. I would sing the words to this proverb to myself. Oh, this silly little tune. That was a surefire way to work up some much-needed courage. And I still do it today. And it still works. Time-tested. Time-tested indeed. But let me suggest something I believe is even more valuable, especially right now. And that is life app number two, which is for you, of course, but it is more for our nation. Many of you may have been less than thrilled with the outcome of our last election, to put it mildly. But at some point, we need to trust in the Lord, no matter what. No matter what. And at some point, we need to turn off the TV, and we need to turn off our smartphones, and we need to trust God, and we need to allow Him to straighten things out. Your health and the health of our nation. Your health and the health of our family. Let me start over again. Your health and the health of your family and our nation will be greatly improved as a result. Indeed, I believe. So, let's wrap up with what I hope will be something that's going to help you not just memorize this verse, but more importantly, to never be able to forget it. And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing. Amen. All right. Last but not least, let's change that slide. Here is my Glamma Shays gift to you. When she passed away, she left me a tiny little plaque that you have on your desk with this verse on it. Now, this was years ago. This was probably back in the 80s. And though I lost the plaque, I shall now teach you the little song so that you shall never lose it again either. All right, we're going to try something new. How about that? 'Twas 2020, okay. Disclaimer, it is 2020. So, be gracious to my skills in this arena. Not so good. But hopefully, it's going to go a long way to help you in the year ahead, in the happy new year ahead. Me first. All right. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all of His ways. In all of your ways. And He will make straight your paths. Okay? All right. All right. You got, okay, one more time. I know. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He will make straight your paths. Yeah, let's do a little key change there. How about that? Okay, all together now. All together now. Maybe Pastor Larry should be the one singing this. Yeah. Yeah. Pastor Larry. How about that? All right. And a one. And a two. And a three. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Stop laughing. Acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He will direct your paths. Yay! Great job. Oh, fam. BBT fam. Love you, miss you. Merry Christmas and a happy, happy new year indeed. Amen.